This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, ever since I was a kid, I had to go to the dentist a lot, and it just always freaked me out. I just can't understand why, with the advances in technology, why some of those tools that they use can't be less scary and just, you know, less intense of an environment. Number two, you know, my oldest son is going through potty training right now. And, you know, just the other day, I was driving with him in the back of the car, and we were stuck in traffic on a street with, you know, no ability to pull over, you know, no shoulder. And I'm just thinking in my head, what if he says he needs to go? Number three. I'm worried about the balance in my life between family and time. You know, for my marriage, my wife has been so patient with me, and I spend half the week at least away from her, away from our two baby boys, and she's a full-time worker as well. I do worry, and I'm scared that I'm asking too much of her sometimes. Number four, missing too much of my kids' childhood. Number five, that we can't stop the worst of climate change. My district in New Jersey that I represent got crushed by Superstorm Sandy. You know, and I'm just still talking to hundreds of people here who still aren't back in their homes 6 years after the storm. So there's that recognition that it's looming and that we're very much at the front lines of this. Number six, mental health and addiction problems. I worked out as a civilian advisor out in Afghanistan, and I remember coming back and seeing some of the armed service men and women that I worked with struggling from PTSD, and it was hard for them to admit that they were struggling. And we don't make it easier for them. As a member of Congress now, I try to think about what it is we can provide on a societal level, but I struggle with that just on a very personal level. I don't know what to do for them. Number seven. The possibility of war in the Middle East. Number eight, I'm scared of bee stings. I try to signal to the bee to move on while not angering it to the point that it will consider stinging me. It's Number nine, that we're losing empathy in our world. Number 10, when I was a kid, you know, we would run out of gas on the side of the road. You know, this is a time well before cell phones, so you don't have no idea where the nearest gas station is. Is it in front of you? Is it behind you? Who knows? If you got kids in the back, I mean, I'm just, you know, so look, times have changed, but certainly for me, once that tank of gas, you know, starts to hit a quarter tank left, you know, you got to start thinking about when you're going to be able to fill up next. My wife is very different. She's totally willing to let that red light come on in the car. By that time, I'm just a mess.
I'm Congressman Andy Kim, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Andy Kim is a congressman from New Jersey. You can find 10 Things That Scare Me on Instagram and Twitter at 10ThingsPod. You know what scares me? That I'm never going to finish ripping all my CDs onto my computer. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.